So how did the Chops get together?
Well, the Chops are kind of a product of the album that we did. I mean, I created that album kind of as just like a solo project as Ed Kang with a few other friends. My good friend Rob Blake, who runs Insidious Sound Studio in Neptune. You know, like we grew up together, we're both into music, and he kind of went the engineering route. He still plays in a few different bands, but he was always my go-to guy for set up, you know, recording and bouncing ideas off each other. So, you know, we kind of got together, and I had all these songs that I wanted to get done, and so we worked that way. And then I had a few, like, you know, a few friends. If you look at the liner notes of the album, there's, you know, Rob plays some drums. My friend Chris Donofrio plays drums. You know, it's kind of a plethora of different Jersey Shore musicians on the album. And then once, you know, I released it, playing live was never, you know, I was doing like some solo gigs and stuff and playing them live, but once the album came out and those songs were, you know, came alive to people, that, you know, doing a solo show was really no longer an option. So, really, I was lucky that some of my really good friends were all into it and wanted to make this music a reality at doing live shows. So, my good friend Brad Harrison, Nick Fox, we grew up together, and Jeffrey Myers, who actually played on the album as well, got together and started writing. And then we brought on Victor Fontanale, who is an amazing songwriter on his own right, in to play keyboards. He's a really a guitar player, but, you know, he's a multi-instrumentalist and can do anything. So, and that's kind of how it came about. Then we started, we booked a few gigs. People really took to us. And, you know, here we are now.
How do you find your sound? I mean, I was reading your bio, and you guys are from, you know, Asbury Park, New Jersey, and you guys definitely have rock elements in you, but you sound a little bit like the Decemberists. You have all these different sounds going on. Where does that come from?
Well, I guess writing the songs, I have like a big kind of rock and roll, punk rock background of what I grew up in high school listening to. And so that's kind of always been in the background. And then, you know, more recently I started listening to, you know, John Prine, Willie Nelson, like a lot of the country stuff, kind of honing in on just classic, good one guy and a guitar, because I was doing the solo thing, songwriting, and, you know, how to make those songs convey. So then I guess the album is kind of, it's kind of like a combo of those two. So, you know, and even the album that's out there, Goodbyes Inside Sushi Dinner, is a lot more kind of laid back, I'd even say, than what the band The Chops are now and have become. You know, Nick and Brad both come from, you know, indie punk rock backgrounds. So they're the bass and drums as the backbone of the band. So they keep a really driving backbeat. And the EP that we're working on now is going to be a lot more rock and roll, I think, than, you know, the pedal steel kind of country feel of the other one. There's still those elements in it, but it's I think it's going to be a lot more driving.
Okay, as far as some of the songs on the album, Beware of Dog, how did that song all come about? What was the inspiration for that song, and how was it written?
While I think the album itself is really autobiographical, you can read in a lot of, you know, every song is really personal to me. Beware of Dog is the one song on there that I kind of took a step back and was looking at someone else's deal, you know, and kind of imagining writing this story in my head. And so that, you know, like, I'm a happily married dude, and, you know, like, all, I don't have any, like, some of that stuff is just kind of trying to put myself in someone else's shoes and write their story as opposed to mine. And that's kind of the real exception to that song as to the rest of them.
Okay, so as far as the music and everything, how did that all come about?
kind of just sitting down and hammering it out. That was kind of a weird one because, you know, when I wrote it and I was bouncing it off a few people, even my buddy Rob was like, you should really have kind of a more of a refrain in it because no part in that song really repeats. There's no chorus per se. There's no verse per se. It's kind of just one part to the next part to the next part. There's parts that are kind of hooky, but there's no part that is, the chorus per se.
I
kind of had some kickback on that, but it's just kind of a new style that I kind of wanted to try and, give it a shot. So that was that.
Okay, so you mentioned that Beware of Dog wasn't personal. Is Crow Till We Croak a personal song?
Yeah, Crow Till You Croak is, definitely. I wrote the album like my late 20s, going on 30, and I kind of had time goes by so fast and you grow up so quick and you don't realize what you have till it's gone. And I heard a quote, I guess probably around that time, where like if you don't do what you want to do before you're 30, you're not going to do it. And I think that kind of frightened me. I mean, it still does, that you're not going to really get to, my passion is music, right? So I'm doing it now, but, to what extent do you say you can't do it anymore? And you see, especially at that age, you see tons of friends giving up on what they really want to do in order to, kind of conform and join the real world and get a real job and, settle down and all that stuff. So that's kind of where the background of that song came from.
As far as your voice, I mean, in my album review, I said you got a little, James Hetfield in you, but it's so much more than that. Now that you mentioned, John Prine and Willie Nelson, I hear a lot of that. I mean, where does that sound come from? Because it's like, not indigenous to the Northeast area, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know. That's kind of a weird question for me because I don't know. I mean, I never really considered myself that great of a singer. It's kind of rough and nasty and, whatever it is. But I always, some other, artists that you take to, you start listening to them, and they just have very distinct voices. Shane McGowan from the Pogues, Mason Jennings, artists that are writing somewhat simple songs, but their voice kind of defines their music and it makes it, that's what people attach to. And honestly, I don't know, I've been getting a lot of good reviews on it. People, seem to like that raspiness, which I'm grateful for. I don't know. I can't really sing any other way.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
So what are your long-term goals moving forward? What do you really want to get done in music?
I kind of just want, I want people to like and relate to the music and feel the way about our music that we feel about other people's music. You hear a song and you get the chills and immediately you relate to that. And that's kind of something I think we strive for, just to touch people in that way.
I'm going to give you a hypothetical here. Often the times with people, they're buying music online or in a music store, and it's always that hesitation. They don't know if they should buy it or not, Let's just say, you're behind somebody at a music store and the CD's there, or you're behind somebody while they're on their computer and they're on iTunes and they're deciding if they're going to click or not, and you have that opportunity to kind of sway them and tell them what you and this band are all about. In a couple of seconds, how do you think you'd sway them? What do you think you'd say?
Great question. I would say, I guess you're talking as far as describing the genre, just summing up what we are in a
Yeah, like what you guys are.
It's funny. Like I try not to get too deep with it, even though, you know, a lot of the themes we deal with are, you know, kind of heavy, like Carpe Diem, Seize the Day.
Yeah.
You know, all that. But in the end, we're just a rock and roll band that wants to play some music and make people have a good time. So I think I'd say, I don't know, maybe something just as short as that. Like, it'll give you a deeper perspective, kind of hopefully it'll open your eyes and you'll have a good time listening to it.
All right, man. Is there anything else that you want to say about the album or your upcoming album for people listening?
I want to say stay tuned for the shops. It's going to be we already have probably 80% of it done. We're looking for a early winter release, and it's going to knock your socks off.